Pleasure to introduce to you Kenny Hall and the Sweet Smell String Band. Well, they're coming up. While they're coming up, we have somebody down here who's lost. He won't give even his name, rank, or serial number. But if you recognize this form, please come down and claim it. The small one. Here's another one. Another small form over here.
There's five of them on stage.
Blonde with a yellow, five of them on stage. Ah, that one's found.
Hey, hey, hey. 127. Can you hear me out there? Okay. All right. Now, the first tune we're going to play was taught to me by Stephanie Myers, and I think it's fitting for me to name this tune Steph's Reel. And I tell you another thing, she's a good pie maker.
Amen, brother.
She won the pie making contest that day, and I won the pie eating contest.
How was the pie, gang?
Beautiful. Real good. I tell you, my own grandmother never made any better.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear a chord, boys.
Let's tune up here now. Sounds all right to me.
All right.
Let's play
all
a
right.
tune.
Okay.
Get it out of that bag. Really, we're getting out behind the plastic curtain here, boys.
Hey, hey.
Awesome.
down south where all the whiskey is made out of corn and the women don't smell like talcum powder.
Yeah. Hey. And,
a little psychedelic music from 1827.
How's that?
That's fine.
All right.
Here we go, boys.
Okay.
Let's go find that gold.
There's gold in their hills.
Mr. Hall here do a few of his specialty numbers for you.
Oh, yeah, heavy on the mystery, yeah.
You tell us all about it now, Kenny.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little story about over in the old country. Oh, you never, ever, ever thrive laying in your bed. Early rise, it makes us wise, I've often heard it said. I believe in that myself, and as far as I can see, that if early rise, it makes us wise, you'll say the same as me. It's nice to get up in the morning, and it's nice when the sun begins to shine. At 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in a good old summer time, or when the snow's a-snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed. Oh, my brother Joe's a baker, and he sleeps along with me. And every morning he gets up and he starts his work at 3. And before he gets his trousers on, his legs are nearly numb. So while he stands a-shivering, I lie in my bed and I hum. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. at 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime, or when the snow's a snowing and the sparky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nice to lie in your bed. Hey, let's do it again. Why, oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. At 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in a good old summer time, or when the snow's a snowing and a sparky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed. Well, since you liked that one pretty good, I guess I'll do you another one or something like that. That's another Scotch one. It come out way back as on a 12-incher. 12-inch, and there was nothing on the other side. Victor didn't know that they could make records on the other side yet. So I guess it was about 1915 or something like that. You know. Oh, they call me Quiet Sandy, 'cause I like to be alone, and I love the bound and bouncing wave. The ocean is my home, and I could tell you all a tale I never told before. And what I'm going to tell you now, tonight you'll simply roar. Hey, and what I'm going to tell you folks is the truth. And if you haven't heard nothing about it, well, then I'll just tell you about it. You see, Lieutenant Shackleton and I nearly discovered the South Pole. You see, one Sunday morning. Oh, no, I was very nearly beginning to tell you a lie to begin with, because it was a Saturday forenoon. About 11:30. Well, maybe it was 11:45. Well, maybe it was 12 o'clock. I don't know what time it was. And I was pretty hard up. And I just rushed into this little place of time and I have a rushing into. When who should I rush up against but this fellow I'm telling you about? Shackleton, who introduced himself to me and says, "What you drinking, son?" Well, and I says, "What you drinking yourself, Shack?" He says, "Well, I'm having a small port." I says, "Well, I'll have a big one if you don't mind." When it was put down on the counter, I scoffed it off. He said, "Son, you're surely very dry this morning." And I said, "I'm always dry in the morning, Shack." He says, "What's the cause of that?" I says, "Well, because I don't drink enough at night. That's the cause of that." But I'm telling you, talking about being away here and being away there, there is nothing to compare with being away to the polar regions, looking for the South Pole. Of course, we didn't find it. Because if we had have found it, we could have come back and told you as we found it, whether we found it or not. I'm telling you, it's great to be out on the bounding ocean, over the bounding sea. Bounding over the bounding wave, that's the place for me. I'm a bounding bounder when I'm bounding over the sea. Up and down from port to port, right over the northern sea. Out on the bounding ocean, over the bounding sea. Bounding over the bounding wave, that's the place for me. I'm a bounding bounder when I'm bounding over the sea. Up and down from port to port, right over the northern sea. I'll tell you another little wee one here before we get to the band back here. It's a little very long, but it's a. They say that every sailor has a wife in every port. That's a lie, because he has got nothing of the sort. If a sailor has a wife in every port, now take my tip, that every sailor's wife has got a man on every ship. Oh, I'd love to be a sailor, a sailor, a sailor, sailing upon the ocean blue. Yes, I do. Oh, I'd love to be a sailor, a sailor, a sailor, sailing on the good ship Kangaroo. Good ship Kangaroo!
Okay, well, I guess, yeah. Well, seems that I've... Okay. Time out. I got some bad strings. I would rather eat hamburgers than buy strings. Why not? Okay. This is a pipe tune from Scotland. Okay.
Taught us just hundreds of tunes. Yeah. We're gonna do one that he taught us now. As soon as we get in tune.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Are we ready? Yeah, I guess we are.
Patty dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is my life, for bit to grow and mayor's crown. And hundred cocks and things never shall be seen, for I hear tell there's a law getting to wear another green. I make good neighbor Patty, and he took me by
singing, men and women for the wear and the weary. Hey, hey! Color we must wear is England cruel red. Sure, Aaron's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but we'll take root and flourish till the wonderful is rod. When the lock and stop the blades of grass will grow and as they go, and when in summer time the leaves are verdure dare not show, then I will change the color I wear in my gold bean. But till that day, if at last our color should be torn from Aaron's heart, her sons in shame and sorrow from the dear old silent heart, I heard whisper of a country that lies far beyond the sea, where it's enforced and equal in the light of freedom's day. Oh, Aaron, must he leave you driven by the diamond hand? Must he ask a mother's welcome from the great but happy land, where the cruel cross of England's throne never shall be seen, and where it
hamburgers, not enough strings.
Well, we're gonna do that tune, Feed Your Babies Onions So You Can Find Them in the Dark.
That's the one.
That's the one.
It's called, she was only a telegrapher's daughter, but she did it.
Hey.
Risque.
I think you better play us a tune, Kenny, before we go quickly.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They're turning on us.
I know. Yeah, they're turning, yeah. All right.
About that old Cotton Eye
Joe? We ready?
Where are we doing it?
Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh, all right. Oh, you're an A already?
I can do a G.
All right, let's get in G. Gee whiz, man. I mean, you know. Now, we'd like a little help from the audience. I would, anyway. I'd like a little help from the audience out there. Because, especially the women in particular, in the second half of it, Sweet Smell will show you how to do it if you don't know how already. And, what I mean is... The second half of the song has a part that's particularly good, sounds real good when women sing that other half of that second part. Because I knew a cake maker. She's a pineapple. She could make them pineapple upside down cakes, and she could sing that second half of that tune. I mean, flat beautiful. You know what I mean? And so, I'd like to hear you.
Me too.
Cotton Eye Joe,
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Well, we're going to have to get out of here. Boy, they throw us out. So we got one more going here now.
Okay.
I'm gonna hang in there, you watch.
Whoops, wait a minute.
I can do it, I know I can.
Maybe we can get Phillips dancing on this one.
Really? Hey, Phillips, hey, this is dance music, so if you folks feel like doing a little
I know
dance
it's a little muddy out there. Tonight. Maybe we can dry it out a little if we all dance.
For sure.
How about that?
At least we can slosh around in the mud, huh?
Don't fall down now.
Just,
Okay, Harry. Ready,
boys? Sure, here we go. Fill it out here.
Thank you. Thank you. Penny Hall.
which one?
What?
For the last few days, we've been playing with another string band called Highwood String Band. It's really fun. They're from Ithaca, New York. They taught us a tune the other day, and we're gonna...
Is that what we're gonna do?
Yeah, I guess we'll like play that one for you. Seven and a half?
Seven and a half.
Remember that tune?
Well, no. That go along in D, does it?
No, it's an A.
It's an A, yeah.
It's kind of like Cripple Creek on its, it's just a half difference, you know, that seven and a half. Seven measures like Cripple Creek, and that half is the other way.
I can't get a tune, huh?
Let's hear a D chord here, can
I? A D?
Or a chord, rather.
You know it.
Come up on this. Okay, now.
What's the weather, Ron? Kenny here has perfect pitch, so we can't get away with being flat. So. We can, but we hear about it.
Ready, boys?
Yeah, okay.
Kenny Hall, Sweet Smell String Band. You'll be hearing more of them throughout the weekend. We only have two announcements. One is that as you go...
Wait until we sit, okay? Because we're not going to sit the way we're sitting yet. Yeah, I think it'll be easier.
Let's see if this is in tune, or is it...
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe I'll sit on
first comes the other one.
Yeah, but look at this. Let me get a kick.
We are. We were told that the Putnam String County Band is going on first this morning. So we're the people that they woke up. We're assuming that we are the Putnam String County Band and that this is Fox Hollow. We were playing late last night out there in the Tent City, as many of you will remember. And we're trying to wake up now and do the same for you too, because it's going to be a long, full day of music. We'd like to do a song that we learned from Uncle Dave Macon and the Fruit Jar Drinkers, who are all from Putnam County, New York. That's called Folklore.
It's called Tuning the Banjo.
The tune is called Rabbit in the Pea Patch.
We've already been privileged to have 15 minutes of piano tuning, and now we're going to give you some instrument tuning as well. Join in if you are awake. Pajamas and sing some music. The members of the Fruit Jar Drinkers here are Uncle Dave Macon there. This is on reading from my left to your left. We are Lynn Unger.
That left me behind.
Abby Newton, Jay Unger, John Cohen, and put us all together, it spells mother. I mean, the Putnam Smother. String County, but Smother.
Smother.
Jay, why don't you tell them about your next song?
Okay. My next song, I'll write in the morning, next tomorrow. Now, this is called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows. Well, hopefully by the end of it, I will have
risen.
This isn't Easter, Jay.
It's an Uncle Dave Macon song, but I learned it from Binkley's Dixie Clodhoppers. And there's a message in it for everyone out there who enjoys the odor of a chicken house.
Shoes that you hear so much about. If they're warm down here, well, you'd soon wear them out. I'm going up yonder, gonna put on my robes, gonna put on my golden shoes.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, old town where the sugar cane grows.
Satan try to fool you, for the gates will be closed and you can't get through. With the long white robes and my white socks too, gonna put on my golden shoes.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, old town where the sugar cane grows.
So prepare yourself for the judgment day, cause you can't take money and buy your way.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, old town where the sugar cane grows.
Oh, we'll have cider all the fall instead of gold. Gonna do when the women all dead. Gonna stand in a corner with the hung down head. Well, if the head of Mary wouldn't marry riches, I'd marry a big fat gal that couldn't wear my britches.
I'll rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows.
It's not John's birthday. It's Lynn's birthday. John's was yesterday. Mine is tomorrow, and Abby's is...
And we all want the same response. You guys. Okay, just for that, I'm going to sing the answer to the question, and you have to sing with me.
This song is from our forthcoming... Round of Record,
our fifth coming
Round of Record, which was released last week, and the first copy of it will be available at the Albany Airport in an unmarked cover later this afternoon. This is pitiful, but it's true. Later on, that record will be here for sale with an unmarked cover, so you won't know what it is. But it's going to be marked up in price, and we have an answer for that. If you'd like to purchase it, your dollar is worth a dollar and a half when you buy the purchase for the purchase of a Putnam String County record. That's trying to keep up with inflation. So when if they ask you for $5, remember, your dollar is worth a dollar and a half.
If anybody knows this song. I wish you'd sing along with me, okay?
Just the other night, Lynn came over to my house and had a new song that she had just learned off a record by Blind Alfred Reed. And I knew that same song because I learned it off a record made by the New Lost City Ramblers many years ago. So we put those two different versions together.
Gee, they go way back, don't they?
Are they what? Oh, sure, they're going to be playing in California. I think... yesterday and later this evening. So here's one of the songs that we love so well and try so hard to forget. Beware, oh take care. Remember how it goes, Jay?
Okay.
Thank you. young men are bold and free, beware, oh take care. They'll tell you they're lovers, but they're liars, you see, beware, oh take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, beware, oh take care. Around their neck they wear a guard, beware, oh take care. And in their pocket is a deck of cards, beware, oh take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, beware, oh take care. And they wear fine shoes, beware, oh take care. And in their pocket is a bottle of booze, beware, oh take care. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you, beware, oh take care. They hold their hands up to their hearts, they sigh, oh they sigh. They say they love no one but you. They lie, oh they lie. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Trust them not, they're fooling you. Beware, young ladies, they're fooling you. Beware, oh take
care. I'm gonna do a medley called
Up Your Ex.
It's called trying to remember, bear with me, the name of this tune is
Bonaparte Crossing.
Oh, that's it. Bonaparte's Retreat Down the Lee Highway to Florida Blues. Luckily the tune isn't as long as the title, so we'll be out of here before noon, maybe.
This little character here used to be a lumberjack till he fell in the mill.
Whittled him down to size.
And his brothers are for sale up on top of the hill up there. Little lumberjacks. Maybe if you like this lumberjack music, you can go purchase a lumberjack. Next time we appear here, you can all whip out your lumberjacks and turn the hillside into a bouncing mass of lumberjacks. Jay?
Ah, yes. Okay, Lindsay. Give me a little rhythm there, maestro. Oh. If you close your eyes, you might see Bonaparte retreating down that Lee Highway. You also might see nothing at all.
Watch man, boy.
How many of you remember our good friend Larry Hanks? But he and the Portable Folk Festival came to visit us in our house at Putnam County a couple of years ago and sang a song about the devil and the farmer's wife with the chorus of hi-fi, fiddle-eye-die, diddle-eye, fiddle-eye. Well, my little children couldn't remember very well, so the next day they were singing hi-fi stereo or something like that. So we took it from there and applied contemporary logic to it and wrote a song over some scrambled eggs in a restaurant in Ann Arbor. And now I understand Larry Hanks is singing that song all over California. So if you ever get to California, it started there. You ready, Jay? I've run out of things to say. I've run out of words for my article for the next thing I've made. It'd
be nice if you sang along, even though it's a very foolish song. About TV in the schools. The chorus goes, hi-fi stereo color TV, stereo color TV. That's the first half, the second half, and the third half.
Hi-fi stereo color TV, stereo color TV.
There is a town in this country and none of the children there can read.
Hi-fi stereo color TV.
The school board was surprised indeed to find out none of these kids could read.
Hi-fi stereo color TV, stereo color TV.
To see that all the children passed, they replaced the teachers in every class
with the hi-fi stereo color TV, stereo color TV.
The children
do one more song, again from Uncle Dave Macon and the Fruit Jar Drinkers, who we are rapidly becoming. Jay is packing up to leave. It's called Hold the Woodpile Down. Some of you know it as a sea shanty.
It's an inland sea shanty.
A what? Tennessee
inland.
Sea shanty.
An inland.
Hold the woodpile down.
The part that everybody sings is... In addition to the regular chorus, which you just have to teach yourself, is hold the woodpile down. You'll catch on, I'm sure. Let's hear a good rousing hold the woodpile down. Pretty good. Pretty good. But it started over there and kind of rippled across.
Let's hear a good rousing J. All
right, here we go. Okay. We'll find out.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, we're still here. Thank you very much. I got a thumb pick on both pinkies, and I don't know what to do with it. Is there any request for a song? Holy smoke. I tell you what.
Let's we won't do any of that. Let's do it.
Good.
Thank
we got
you very
it.
Much.
Thank you. Now I'll see if we can make you all stand up. We'll sing the Star Spangled Banner.
We're going to do something that's going to make you sing too, because we're wearing out our throats up here. And it's called Cotton Eye Joe.
We heard you all shouting it out. You know, someone's saying Cotton, he was saying I, and he was saying Joe, and we thought you were saying
it's a different Cotton Eye Joe than you may have heard before. First of all, the tune is Cripple Creek. That's one difference right there. The part that you all sing goes like this. Oh, where'd you come from? Where'd you go?
Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Let's try it again, just twice.
A little bit slower. I can't understand the
words. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Good, very good. But just twice.
Just twice.
Now you do that every time we stop playing. And as soon as we stop playing, I'm going to start singing something else entirely, but You sing Cotton Eye Joe, anyway. I may sing, you know, some light opera or something. Let's try once more, and we'll get right into it there.
Oh, where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from?
That's for her birthday.
Oh, sick. Disgusting.
I said the wrong word. Look what happened. I just said two magic words and they got sick, both of them.
My voice is raw.
Raw.
We're going to sing a raw Black Jack Davy. We're going to try anyway.
Well, no, no. Yeah, put it on the shelf.
Almuda Riddle than it ever has this morning, I'll tell you that.
Because only one of you are going to sing.
No, but...
Well, we'll both try.
Go ahead.
Oh, Black Jack Davy came riding by, a whistling so merrily. He made the woods all round him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady. He charmed the heart of a lady. Oh, come with me, my pretty little one. Oh, come with me, my honey. I swear by the beard upon my chin that you'll never want for money, that you'll never want for money. Pull off your high-heeled shoes, all made of Spanish leather. Put on your low-heeled boots, and we'll ride off together. Her
saddle me up my coal black steed, my white one's not so speedy. I rode all day and I'll ride all night, and I'll overtake my lady, and I'll bring home my lady. He rode all night till broad daylight. He came to a river raging, and there he spied his darling bride in the arms of Black Jack Davy. Jack Davy. Pull off your long black gloves, all made of Spanish leather, and jump behind me on my horse, and we'll ride home together, and we'll ride home together. She pulled off her long black gloves, all made of Spanish leather. She gave to hand, but said goodbye forever. She said goodbye forever. Would you forsake your house and home? Would you forsake your baby? Would you forsake your wedded love and go with Black Jack Davy? And go with Black Jack Davy. Last night I slept in a warm feather bed beside my husband and baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of Black Jack Davy. In the arms of Black Jack Davy.
Next year we'll learn another ballad.
It's an old traditional fiddle tune that I wrote called Third Avenue Reel.
hope I can remember all that I'm supposed to remember here. Number one, Johnny Harold is at the bus station in Albany and needs a ride out here. We need a volunteer to go and get him. And she's going to play a weird instrument. It's very old. Well, we've had some pretty weird things up here. And this one, really, I have, well, you can come and ask me what I think about this instrument. I saw some very beautiful antique ones in France a few weeks ago. And it's really, it's one of the oldest instruments around. And I think you'll find it most interesting, and you'll find Sonia a delightful person. Now, what's weird about that? It's not weird, that's a hurdy-gurdy. It's a very, very ancient instrument. It's one of the oldest one, and it is the European instrument. It has never been found anywhere else in the world. You know, like the drums and the flute and some string instrument you can find in Africa and anywhere, but not the hurdy-gurdy. Apparently, it was born there, and it pretty much stayed there. It never even came here until very recently. I've been trying to get people interested in it. I'm just out of breath here, so excuse me a minute. I'd like to tell you a little bit about it. Everybody that writes about the hurdy-gurdy refers to a monk who died in the year 942, which was more than 1,000 years ago. And he left a set of instructions how to build one. And it was then called the organistrum. At that time, it was 5 feet long and played by two people. One turned the crank and the other played on the keys. It was the instrument of the court, and it was played also in the churches. And it was there for quite a long time, until around the 12th century. If some of you have been to Spain, to the Cathedral of St. James of Compostela, there's a carving on top of one of the big gates, right on top of the main gate, where you can see two people, probably a king and another man, playing a hurdy-gurdy like this, the long one. Then it became, around the 12th century, they invented something else that became very popular. And this one became sort of obsolete, and it became the instruments of the beggars and the poor country folks. And beggars still play it in Eastern Europe, I understand. And the poor country folks still play it in France, in the mountains of Auvergne mainly, and the Berry, which is right south of Paris. But it changed. This one has three strings, two drones, that's what people say it sounds like a bagpipe, two drones and one melody string in the middle. So when you turn the crank, the wheel turns, it's rosin like a bow, and the wheel sort of bowed on those strings. And the melody is made by pushing on those keys one at a time, which is just about my speed, I'm glad to say, and you make the melody string on that one in the middle. On that string. It remained in that shape. Well, 5 feet was too long for the beggars, so they shortened it and they came up with this one. This one is a copy of a 14th century French vielle. Vielle is the French name for the hurdy-gurdy. Every time I call it a hurdy-gurdy, people ask me where the monkey is, so I decided to call it the vielle once and for all, tell people I don't have a monkey. around the 18th century, they revived the hurdy-gurdy because there was mainly Jean-Jacques Rousseau was responsible for this when he started his renewal philosophy about going back to nature. All the ladies at the French court decided to play at being poor.
And they had, in Versailles, they built a little tiny little village for Marie Antoinette to play with their little lambs. You know, it was very quaint and very charming, and being poor when you live in Versailles, you know. And they wanted an instrument that was pastoral enough, you know, to go with the rest of the whole shebang. So they found the viol. But it was too plain, you know, it's a very simple instrument. So they decided to make it much prettier than that. So they took the lute or the guitar, which was the instruments popular at the time, and they carved it, and they put mother of pearl, and they had the head carved here instead of the sound hole. And they had knobs that were made of porcelain and with miniature painted on it. And the crank was made of silver or gold with the life of Jesus Christ or something carved on it, or something just as relevant as that. And that's where it stayed. The instruments that you find today in Europe, mainly in France or in some museums, are the revival instrument, the 18th century, which are the shape of the lute or the shape of the guitar. It's very temperamental, you know, those European instruments. Beside those friction pegs or something, yeah. I can put a guitar peg on it. I wish I could tune it, right? I'll play you some French dances, which are mainly played on the viol. It's very difficult to sing over it. I wouldn't be heard, probably. So I'll play some dances that are still popular in Auvergne and in Berry, mainly the bourrée, and some other dances from different parts of the country. Here's a gigue from Berry. Here's a bourrée from Auvergne. Here's another kind of bourrée from Burgundy. Here's a maypole dance from the Provence, which is the Mediterranean part of France. Here is a gavotte from Brittany. That's the part of France where I come from. A dance from Lorraine. By the way, Lorraine's instrument is the dulcimer. It's called the epinette over there, but it's pretty much the same instrument. And here is a dance which I dance at the end of an evening when people get together in the farm. It's up in the mountain. There's a lot of snow in the winter. And as they leave, they dance with the snowshoes on, which is not easy. one that you may sound familiar, which is from Alsace. Of course, the Germans and were there many times, and maybe the tune will be familiar. And as I was born in Paris, there is one song from my hometown. I've been in the South so many times this year that I still can't believe it. I've never been in West Virginia before. I've been there 3 times already, and I'm going back twice again this summer. Here's a song from Tennessee, I think. Unless it's Kentucky, I never know exactly which side of the mountain is what. You hear very often about, you know, the thyme and sage and rosemary and all those plants, and they all have a very symbolic meaning in the old ballads. But this one was really, I don't know what it was. It's watercresses. Now, I've been trying to find something about the meaning of watercresses, and your guess is just as good as mine. Mountain, a fair young mistress be. So I ask her for to marry and come to mistress me. But she left me with a bunch of watercresses. She didn't even wave her hand goodbye. So I went back to my dairy and decided I would marry, 'cause I couldn't wait for the by and by.